When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to the family with
LA Nick,
Alex Brant-Bernard Rasmussen,
Catherine Brandt,
and Andy Brant-Bernard.
And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with all the clear thinking of the world right now.
That's pretty funny.
Exactly. Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who've been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us. You know,
and that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what your, all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant. Dougie, what's new at my favorite Nissan stores?
Well, now that everybody's back from vacation, we can finally get to work.
Yeah, easy there, gunpowder.
Hey, at least you only took a week. J-Lo was gone darn near a whole month. Poor Dan Rush. Anyway, we got some great things happening at Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan in Burnsville. Read this, and you can add that cool DJ voice if you want to.
It's 2020 closeout month at Burnsville and Coon Rapids Nissan. Giant discounts and 0% for 60 months on all remaining 2020s. You also get Walser Care, a 10-year, 150,000-mile powertrain warranty for free.
Music to my ears. I love the sound of a good DJ in the morning. But wait, there's more.
For the first time ever, you can get 0% for 60 months on the all-new 2021 Rogue. The 2021 Rogue is bigger, better, and faster than ever before. For more information on 0% interest on all these great vehicles, check out Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan in Burnsville and tell them Tommy sent you.
I'll just cut out the last bit.
Tom Bernard here with my buddy and CEO of North American Banking Company, Michael Bilski. Michael, you work with many different types of businesses. Can you tell me about one of them?
Sure, Tommy. Theory Z Media started 2 years ago as a digital media agency. They wanted to build it their way, the same way our team built the bank, to do what they love, but also in the way that suited their lives and growing families. We helped them navigate the Paycheck Protection Program loan process when the pandemic started, so they could keep expanding their business.
The pandemic hit many local businesses hard, and I know North American Banking Company has been right there to help many of them.
Right, and it's something we're continuing to do as a bank that is invested in the growth and success of our customers and the community. Theory Z Media is now a $1 million company and are growing with the help and resources that our team was able to provide.
Why not bank with my banker, North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. All right, where should we start? The news of the day. It's just every day it's getting more and more psychotic. There is no question about it. The people have lost their minds.
They really, really have.
They have completely lost it.
I don't even understand it anymore.
You know, we were talking about Harvard having all that money the other day. Mm-hmm. I came across a story that says it's wealthier than half the world's countries.
That's correct.
Oh, absolutely.
Harvard is, yeah.
Oh,
is.
One absolutely. Yep. College.
I can look
absolutely.
It up. Let's see here.
That's how they've destroyed
absolutely.
America.
Oh, iTunes, you're so crazy.
Definitely wealthier than Guatemala or Honduras.
And they're sitting there telling everybody how to run everything,
oh, yeah.
and this
Hell
is
yeah.
how it should work, and you're yep. not sharing your
you
money.
You understand, that's going to be more,
wow.
that's coming more and more our way. They're going to tell you how to do everything.
Everything. Yeah, no question about it. You're absolutely right.
Complete control.
Here's the big problem I have with the leadership that's telling us to do these things. Your buddy AOC wanted to make a comment on the border. Mm-hmm. Down in Mexico, right? And she said that it's white supremacy, of course. Of course it's white supremacy. That's a given. And she said, they're calling it a surge. They're calling it a surge. These are not insurgents.
Well, why don't we call it a crisis like they did 50 times a day when Trump was in office?
It's not the same thing.
No, insurgent doesn't...
Has nothing to do with a surge.
They're different words.
What a moron that woman is. So anyway, what were you saying?
I just said, why don't you just, she called it a crisis nonstop.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Four
absolutely.
Years.
Yeah, exactly.
Nonstop.
Let's see.
So, for four
but it's
years.
Typical white supremacy, is what she thinks. That's what she says it is. You're going to get more people killed, you dumbass, if you don't stop this.
I think they should be very happy the kids are in plastic pods rather than chain link
fence. That facility in Donna, Texas, is actually right near where Nancy's mom lives. That facility right now during COVID is supposed to have 250 people. Even without COVID, it's maxed out at 1,000. There's 9,400 people in that facility right now. 9,400.
That's why they don't want journalists to go down there and photograph
it. There's film of it now.
Why?
There's film of it now. They can't hide it anymore. It's out. But, yeah, of course, only one or two networks will show it.
Right.
Same with the two young girls that killed the Pakistani man for his car.
It was an accident.
No one will show it.
Did you hear about that guy that stabbed his mom seven times?
Oh, yeah.
Got out of prison and just beat the hell out of an Asian woman.
Yep.
Yeah.
He killed his mother.
That's correct.
No more. It's no more prison. It's no more jail.
And you know what's amazing?
He stabbed her seven
no more jail.
Times and he's running around on the streets.
Racist. If you want to put him in jail.
Wow. No.
It's racism.
He's black.
I know what I'm saying. If you want to put him in jail,
oh,
that's
then
racism.
It is racism, yeah.
For
yeah.
murdering
racism.
Your mom?
For racism.
I never even tried to murder Toots. I don't know why.
I mean, seriously, if you were young enough and you really hated somebody's guts, you might go, 5-7 years to get rid of this person? That might be worth it.
5-7 years is nothing.
You
get nothing. These
I'll be happy
girls,
at the time I'm 30.
If you're under 18, you're free at 18.
Right.
You're free at 18 no matter what. That's why they have all these young kids doing
this stuff. Well, they can try people as adults.
Well, these two young girls, one's 12, one's 13, they tased that Pakistani man and then pulled him with his car and then crashed the car sideways and crushed him in their car. Mm-hmm. And all she could worry about is her phone. My phone's in there. I need my phone.
Well,
I heard on the news
that they were just out for a joyride and it was his fault.
Yeah, his
for trying to keep his own car.
He should have not tried to keep his own car as a mistake.
They won't get no time.
No, they're not.
They're 12 and 13.
They didn't do it on purpose. It's insane. The whole world is.
That's happening. Carjacking nationwide is a new trend that is just going crazy.
Right.
The whole country is carjacking.
Absolutely. People are stealing cars just to drive into town, and then they abandon them, and then they steal a car and go out back where they came from.
It's a new thing that'd be cool.
To steal cars.
Yeah, it's cool. It's being cool.
What a world.
I talked to some young kids. Downtown, and they like I asked some questions like about that kind of stuff. And they go, well, it's how you get street creds and how you get girls. That was their answer. That's
well,
how you get girls.
I got to be honest with you. When I ransacked
the house,
they
romanticized it.
They met Catherine.
But once you romanticize,
you know what I'm looking for in a man? Carjacking, ransacking.
But once you romanticize something like that. It really takes off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It does.
It really takes off once you romanticize it.
Yes, that's true.
So
and I'm sure it's some sort of initiation sort of thing, too, most likely.
I don't think it is.
No?
I think it's more of that's what's cool right now.
Yep.
Pretty much true. Oh, good headline just popped up here, a very positive headline. It's Catherine's birthday.
It's about time the newspapers took notice and did something about the lack of concern about my birthday.
Exactly. A Star Tribune taking over.
Yeah, it's about damn
time. Happy birthday, honey.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
She should have a day in the spa or something today, not be here.
Yeah.
What are you looking at me for? I didn't do
slave
anything.
Slave driver.
I'm picking up your bundt cake at 3:30.
I actually talked to Profile by Sanford, and they said I could have a little piece of your birthday cake.
Nothing
so that's
bundt
good.
Cakes, I'm telling you, man.
Nothing bundt cakes.
Like they cake. Are good.
Picking you know what's amazing? Danette over at Sanford Profile, mm-hmm. right? Danette, my coach. Mm-hmm. She said, "What? So the birthday's tomorrow. What's going to go on?" I said, "Oh, I don't know, but we're all excited because we got a bundt cake." Oh, did you go to Nothing Bundt Cakes?
Oh.
She knew immediately where it came
I'll
from.
Talk about, I'll say the words bundt cake and people are like, oh my God, they're so good.
I know, they go
well,
berserk.
Alex wasn't going to have a bundt cake on her birthday.
Oh,
and
nice.
I heard that Fonny and Sagey were very disappointed,
oh, they were disappointed
in the fact that she wanted lame-ass brownies.
I wanted brownies.
Lame-ass brownies.
I love walnut
so
brownies.
I sent them a bundt cake.
Yeah, and all day they were like, we're going to get a bundt cake in the mail. When is the bundt cake going to come in the mail?
I know, it's
like,
supposed to be a secret.
Bundt cake.
Supposed to be a secret.
Yeah. I was like, we're not getting a cake in the mail.
And
what are you
so
talking
Dan
about?
And Dan told them, because there's no way they would have seen the text messages and the emails.
No.
Yeah.
That's true.
So Dan's not very good at secret bundt cakes.
You know, it's good if you
slice. No, the kids aren't good at secret.
If you slice a piece and you put it in the toaster for a couple minutes.
Oh, I bet.
Bundt
cake? That'd be amazing. Yeah. A couple
well,
minutes?
This has,
no, a couple, well,
this has a ton of cream cheese frosting
seconds.
On it, though,
yeah,
so
you
that
don't
would
need
destroy
that. That
your toast.
I'm talking about regular bundt cake. Just cut a real thin slice and put it in the toaster.
I just remember when
good.
There was a period in my life, I don't remember what age bracket I was, but I remember bundt cakes were a big deal, and everybody
oh,
had
yeah.
a bundt cake
oh,
pan,
yeah.
and everybody was making bundt cakes.
My generation, everyone had a mother had a bundt cake.
I had a friend that registered.
And then they just went away.
Yeah, I had a friend that registered for, she got married the June before we did, and she got a bundt cake pan on her registry, and I was like, why did you get a bundt cake pan? Because, like, nobody made bundt cakes, and it's just, like,
make.
Something.
Yeah, it's just a batter cake.
Yeah, yeah, it's very easy.
Not that
but
hard.
I was like, nobody eats bundt cake? Like, why did you get, that's such a weird thing to get.
But
know.
Nothing Bundt Cakes has all these cool decorations. They've got these giant
yeah,
paper
you don't
flowers
need to make a
and all this kind of stuff. It's really,
there.
They're really
you're
pretty.
Italian, you always had bundt cakes.
Yeah,
I suppose that's
Mom
true.
Mom always made a bundt cake.
Oh, God, speaking of that, did you hear what I did on the air today?
No.
Oh, God, it's terrible. Some guy did something. He committed some minor crime, not that big a deal, in Rhode Island. I said, well, Rhode Island, what'd you expect? There's nothing but Italians there. And then I read in a story, a guy's name was like Tony Grimaldi.
Of course it was.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's funny. They all had one time run up to Connecticut, and then that went bad, so they all ran up to Rhode Island.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's
New York,
the law.
Connecticut to Rhode Island.
Cassie, we have nothing bundt cake by our house. They're delish.
Yeah. They're so good.
By our house.
And they've got so many flavors.
They actually just caught a mobster, Italian mobster, that was wanted in Italy. They've been looking for him for 10 years.
Yep.
He was on a game show, a cooking show. He was on a cooking show, and they recognized him by his tattoos.
Yeah. Didn't
and they
show
went
his
and
face.
Got him.
They never showed his face,
yeah.
just his tattoos.
That's his tattoos. He was in a different country. And they went, they went and nabbed him. Now he's doing
him.
Like
was he making
years.
A nice puttanesca?
Yeah, now he's like, yeah. Got like 100 years in prison.
Not good.
Whoops.
Wow.
So, Catherine, we got to celebrate your birthday by telling you this. What a gift this is from the United States government. You ready?
Oh, no.
What? What's the matter?
Because I'm scared. My government never does good things for me.
Just to celebrate your birthday, they released something today to celebrate your birthday.
Okay.
It's a memoir.
Mm.
You know whose memoir was released today?
No.
One of the Obamas.
Hunter Biden.
Oh, my God.
He released a memoir.
Did you ever do crack with Hunter?
No.
Oh, my God.
I do know somebody Math? Sold him crack, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What is his memoir about?
That's
probably,
a great question.
I think it's probably a redemption story. People love a redemption story.
Yeah. It already says, if I had to do it all over again,
there.
I would never have done the deal with Ukraine.
There.
I'm like, you lying
well,
sack
got,
of
he's
shit.
Got a new thing with the gun in the trash can, and the Secret Service went and got it. You hear in this thing?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yep.
This
and
is
how the
new
FBI
thing.
Accidentally erased his laptop.
I don't
Whoopsies.
Know. How would happen?
I don't know how these things happen.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to take over the country. They already basically have.
Oh, it's over.
They're going to tank our economy, which will make us all poorer, and that's just... They are even going after Ken Burns, who was just on the KQ Morning Show this morning.
They're going after everyone.
They're going after Ken Burns. You know, he makes
the nature photographer? Filmmaker?
The filmmaker, yeah. Well, he did something. He did, you know, Abraham Lincoln.
He
what the hell was he on
white
about
supremacist.
This point?
He is?
What says here?
Let's see. He did documentaries on the Civil War, baseball, jazz, national parks, the Roosevelt's
national
prohibition.
He just does documentaries.
He does documentaries? You know why they went after him today?
No.
Biopic filmmakers have a problem with PBS and Ken Burns. The exclusive partnership comes at the expense of diversity.
Oh, of course it does.
He's one guy.
Yeah.
What's he supposed to do about diversity? He's a guy.
Well, I'm sure he has a film crew.
Do we know that they don't have any black people shooting the cameras?
I don't know anything
or?
About that.
Well, there's a new thing in the marijuana industry for diversity that they want these street criminals that have been selling drugs for years to now come in and be part of the legal drug market. So,
well, actually, that might not be the worst idea.
No, but that's what they're...
Give them legit jobs.
Yeah.
By the way, didn't Ken Burns do an entire beautiful documentary on Jackie Robinson?
Oh, every documentary he's ever done is top of the line.
Yeah,
top
he does
of
great work.
So how is he, a diverse problem?
I don't know. The National Parks ones, I've seen those, and those are great.
Oh, he does amazing work.
I mean,
work.
He really, his documentary revitalized Yellowstone Park. I mean, people started going out there like crazy after that documentary went out.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. absolutely right.
I went there because of the documentary.
It looked so unbelievably gorgeous. Yeah. It's like everybody wants to
go
there.
I went to a couple places because of him.
They literally said you can't go to the park because of his documentary. It's full.
His new documentary is about Hemingway.
Oh.
He did a documentary on Ernest Hemingway, and man, we had such a conversation. I asked him open. I said, Ken, I've known you long enough, and I've talked to you enough times. I just want to be... Tell me a little bit about your past. What drives you to make these films? And his mother died when he was 12, and, you know, it's that same story. I have this big hole in me that I have to fill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just this great explanation of why he makes the films he does and loves America and all. It was a really good interview. Very, very touching. But now, of course, the day he does this wonderful interview, that's no diversity.
Well,
he's racist.
That's just how everything goes. It's like if somebody has something coming out that's great, then the bots have to come out and start tearing it down.
Yeah,
that's just
true.
That's how America is right now, which is really unfortunate.
Well, interestingly, PBS actually pushed back against it.
They did. Yeah. They said
which
no.
I would have thought they would have just rolled over and said, please.
Yeah, PBS.
Yeah,
because
they push that narrative all the time.
Yes, they do.
They do. Well, on NPR, national radio, that thing is... May as well hire Hitler for Christ's sake.
It's ridiculous.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
So, the only thing worse than NPR is NPR.
Is NPR. That's the worst version of NPR.
It's the worst.
Is NPR.
They just blatantly lie.
Oh, they
just
do.
Just flat out lie.
No, it's absolutely true. It's hilarious.
I go, what?
Oh, God.
I can't even stand. It actually makes me mad, and I don't get mad very often, but they blatantly lie.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt
flat
about
out
that.
Lie.
Oh, they literally were big parts of going after me. Oh, they loved going after me.
Oh, NPR is horrible.
Terrible.
I don't know how it's even legal.
I don't know, man.
The press has infinite power. They
can do
whatever
they want. Yeah, but that's publicly funded radio. How can they lie?
It doesn't matter. They're the press. Supreme Court says they can do whatever they want. You just have to deal with it. If they hate you, then your life is over. Sorry.
And now they every story they talk about, they have to say who their sponsors are. And it's always Google, Facebook, Twitter.
Oh, it's always a mega corporation.
Yeah.
Oh, they're
sponsoring
them. I don't understand. People explain to me, because I asked this question yesterday, but I still haven't gotten an answer for it. So big business, Google, Twitter, Facebook, Amazon, they're all pushing. They said it's not the government doing this. This is big business.
Big tech.
Big tech is pushing a vaccination passport.
Well, actually, I know a lot about this. Actually, Europe is the forefront of this.
Right, they are. Business in Europe, too.
Europe is the forefront. It already exists. You have to have a vaccinated passport to travel. So that is coming to America. the party in power right now is all for it. It's going to happen, so get ready.
He said it's not political, little.
It's going to happen. You're going to have to get a vaccine to travel, period. If you want to get on an airplane, you're going to have to, or if you want to work at any major corporation, you're going to have a vaccinate passport.
Well, there you go.
Because it already is in the, like, 13 countries, and it's coming here.
Could I ask you a question, though? I looked at the rates. This is very quick, Alex. I'll be done in a second. Okay. I looked at the rates. The only places the rates are way up are in all the blue states. So if you're doing such a wonderful job, why are your people the ones that are getting... Now, of course, they're all very large cities. That's the qualifier there. It would happen anyway, no matter if you're Republican or Democrat. But the very people that think they have a handle on this have no handle on this.
Well, it's like I told Nancy yesterday, what's a big city that's still good to go to in America?
You got one?
I can't name one.
I couldn't come up with one.
Maybe Miami. Maybe.
No.
No, God.
No.
No?
No.
Why? What's wrong with Miami?
Have you seen the news lately?
I haven't seen anything happening in.
You haven't?
The Cubans aren't putting up that bullshit.
No, but did you see what happened in spring break?
Well.
Oh, yeah, that was a different. Yeah, you're
but
right.
But they shut it down right away. They don't put up with it for long. They're like, go do what you want. When you're out of control, we'll tell you.
I was just in Miami, and it was pretty nice. I have to say the traffic there is horrific.
Oh, God.
Ridiculous.
It is terrible.
Ridiculous. And the way people drive is ridiculous. Other than that, I didn't see any issues. Unless you go into a bad neighborhood,
that's every place,
Opa-locka area.
Yeah, you're right.
Some spots, but it was pretty nice.
They've cleaned it up a lot.
Okay.
They have.
Last night, a guy in bed in Tampa, Florida, right? They live in a one-room house. He and his family live in a one-room house in Tampa, Florida, goes to bed. A sinkhole sucks in his entire house and kills him.
Hmm. Happens down there.
The sinkhole was 30 feet across and 20 feet deep.
Why do those happen that are so huge there?
Well, it's sand, and it rolls underneath, and they just collapse.
Because of water flow, I guess.
They can't tell?
No.
They can't?
No, they can't tell.
It's just going to happen any old time.
I mean, you're on sea level. You're zero sea level.
Well, it's a good thing we're on the 16th floor. It'd take a big sinkhole to get all the way up to us.
Yeah,
actually,
exactly.
West Palm's a little higher.
Yeah, West Palm's a little
higher. Yeah, I think
we
might be 20 feet above.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Andy, what, do we have an addition on that 14 minutes? I just want to make sure I'm on time. What time did we start?
About 17 minutes ago.
Okay, that's what I thought, so we got 5 to go. Good, I just want to make sure.
I want to go back to this whole vaccine passport thing.
Okay.
What
are you drinking, moonshine now? What the hell is that?
Nixon.
It's Everclear.
If I drink from a clear container, I just drink more water. But I need a big clear container, because if I just have like a glass of water, I'll drink the glass of water and then 3 hours will go by and I won't have any water. It does look like I'm drinking moonshine.
When are you going home for the fixings for the Clampett family?
Right after this.
Sorry.
If I drink 3 of these a day, I'm well hydrated. That's all I know. I know it looks ridiculous.
I understand, yes.
Anyway, and I have 70,000 of these because I use them for grocery shopping and stuff. I know.
She has a storage locker.
I should probably get rid of some.
Anyway,
so this whole passport vaccine thing, So all of the current vaccines, there's 4, like, protein globs in COVID.
Okay.
And the current vaccines only do the spike, the S protein, which is called, there are people referring to it as the spike protein.
Right.
Which is only 1 of 4.
You know, when you do that, it's really loud in everybody's headphones.
Really? It's not loud in mine.
Yeah, it's loud.
Oh. Anyway, it only has 1 of 4. And so if you... if you're vaccinated and you get exposed to the current spike,
right,
what's going on right now, then yes, you may not get it or you may have lesser symptoms. Great. But if you're exposed to any of the 3 that aren't in the current vaccine, it's null and void.
It does nothing.
And if the spike protein mutates, it could mutate to get less, like not as bad, and then all the vaccinated people would be fine. But if the spike protein mutates to get worse, like, you know, antibiotic resistant things that just get worse and worse and worse because they try to keep combating them, and then they just grow to get more crazy, which the spike protein could do. And then the people that are vaccinated would end up getting way worse cases of COVID than people that aren't.
What do you think of that?
They don't care about any of that stuff.
No, they don't.
It's all a power grab.
And it's just
power grabbing money.
And it's mutating all the time.
Yeah, I know.
And this vaccine is going to end up being probably in a, like maybe a year or, you know,
they,
who knows.
They said at the beginning it might only last 3 to 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, and then we're going to all have, okay, so you've got a vaccine passport. And then 3-4 yeah. months it mutates, and then you're going to have to get another booster,
and then
and then you'll have to have an upgraded passport.
See, that's the thing that that's
called money.
That's the thing that
money
I
machine.
I don't exactly. see the vaccine passport thing really taking off.
Not
to mention it's against our civil rights completely.
Yeah, to force you to get injected with anything.
Italy, they're all Europe. They're all pushing.
We're supposed to be the land of the free here.
Yeah, and
not,
so I just don't. I just don't think it makes it doesn't. It literally makes no sense because it's like, yeah, if it were just all of the proteins are covered. If you're vaccinated, you're good. You can't spread it. You're fine.
I want to get a job if this happens, as a guy who checks vaccine passports, so I can just go, let me see your papers. Because this is Nazi Germany, is what it is.
It is really.
It's really scary.
It is really scary.
And then people are just like so into it. They're like, anything the government says.
I know people have not left their house since this started. I really, really do.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They haven't left their house.
For me, I'm like, I'd rather not leave.
Out there, man.
If it truly is like you can't get on an airplane unless you're vaccinated, I'm not going to go on airplanes, I guess.
Well, the airlines will fail if this happens.
They're not going to force me to inject things into my body. I refuse to, because so many people are like, I'll just get it so I can travel.
Right.
Or I'll just get it so I can, like, it's the whole taboo thing. I'm like, really? You're going to inject things into your body for those reasons? Something that has no long-term health. Like, there's no evidence that it's safe for more than 2 months.
The question I have for you.
The Pfizer people were tested for 2 months.
Do you need the passport to get across state lines? So could I drive to Wisconsin without a vaccine passport?
It's unfortunate.
Okay, so we have to get a covered wagon, honey.
Yeah. Unless they completely just throw the Constitution in the garbage can, we have freedom of movement in this country.
I couldn't
agree. What happened to my body, my choice?
Right?
Yeah.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Well, Wendy, hopefully we'll get to you in the next segment.
I like it. We'll be right back with Wendy. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer for my listeners. You buy one set, get another set absolutely free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code TOM, T-O-M. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 1-800-516-5146, use promo code TOM, or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code TOM. Dan Chesky is here from Dan's Southside Marine to talk boats in February.
2021 is all about boat inventory or the lack thereof. Dan's has what you're looking for in the color and model you want. So get in and take advantage of the factory incentives and discounts February offers.
Why should our listeners shop for a fishing boat at Dan's Southside Marine?
We have the latest models on display, like the new Revolution. It features rotational seating from Premier Marine. And the new Alumacraft FSX crossover fishing ski. Both are getting tons of attention and grabbing sales from the competition.
Dan's Southside Marine is packed with pontoons from Avalon, Berkshire, and Premier. With all the rebates and incentives we mentioned at the top, get the family out this weekend and come see these amazing pontoons.
And be sure to ask about custom-rigged Alumacraft fishing boats this weekend at Dan Southside Marine during our February open house.
Dan Southside Marine, 6 blocks west of 35W on 98th Street in Bloomington. Shop online at dansouthsidemarine.com.
There are definitely things to avoid during a Minnesota winter, like licking a flagpole or waiting too long to replace that car battery. But number one on the list is taking a chance on your furnace. Hey, Tom here for Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, reminding you that a furnace clean and tune will improve efficiency, reliability, and peace of mind. Or maybe it's time to take advantage of Sabre's rebates and upgrade to an energy-efficient Bryant system. Don't take chances on your comfort. Visit SabreHeating.com. Sabre and Bryant. Whatever it takes.
So I have a question before we get to before we get to Wendy. I have a question. So do you need the vaccine passport to fly private, or do you not?
There's no.
I guess that's up to the company.
There's.
I doubt it.
No,
because you're not going to be exposing people to your treacherous anti-vaccinated body.
But it's not just. It's not
germs.
The airplane that's concerned. It's when you get there if you were going to spread COVID to everyone.
No, I have a question.
But here's
Very quick question. So I don't need a vaccine passport to fly private. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let me tell you about my friend Mike Lindell. I've always loved the guy.
I know somebody that flew private with a bunch of guys on a golf trip to Florida, and they all got COVID
from the pilot. That's exactly
really?
Right.
Oh, my God.
And you know him. You guys know him.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
So the thing with vaccines that gets me, especially this one. It's like, why is everyone so concerned about you being vaccinated? If I'm vaccinated, why do I care if you're vaccinated?
You care, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
Why does that affect me?
If you're morally superior because you got vaccinated, then poor, stupid me who's going to croak any minute from getting COVID.
Like, how are you a hazard?
What's it to you?
How are you a hazard to
me?
Because I'm vaccinated. I'm good.
I
couldn't
agree more. Don't have any idea.
It's ridiculous.
It doesn't make any sense to me. No. Why? Like, if everybody's vaccinated,
the logic is unsound. I don't care.
It doesn't make
anyone
sense.
Gets vaccinated
anyway.
Because right now it's a political thing. Mm-hmm. They're saying the Republicans are the ones that don't want to get vaccinated.
Oh yeah, Democrats love vaccines.
They do.
Well, I'm not getting vaccinated.
They want to mandate all of them.
Unless you can get the Johnson & Johnson, then you'll do it.
Yeah, if I get the one shot, I would consider it. But
I kind of feel like that one had more research into it. I think because it came out later.
You already had it?
Yeah.
Well, then you're probably fine anyway, aren't you?
I had it before we even knew COVID was COVID.
I'm pretty sure I did too.
I got it in Italy.
You and I.
I was in Italy when it broke out.
Which
when
is
Italy
amazing.
Went broke out bad, I was there and came home with COVID.
We have Wendy on the phone.
Wendy,
you had COVID, didn't you?
Yeah.
I did. Yes, I had it in January.
That's what I thought. So you're doing fine. Now, so you don't need to get vaccinated, or you still need to?
Well, they say to.
Actually, you know, whether it's a case of need or not need, I'm doing it anyway. I mean, I get, you know, here's my deal.
Right.
People get so freaked out about this. It's like, I get my flu shot every year. You know, I've got pre-existing conditions that, you know, might make it more difficult for me if I, you know, were to get an expanded strain or whatever. So I get my vaccinations. I let my body build up the immune support. And, you know, it's just kind of like, people need, when I turned on the news last night, the first thing I saw while I was flipping channels, came across a national news program. First thing that they saw said wasn't about how it's getting better with people getting vaccinated. It's, oh my God, there's a new strain.
Right, yeah, right.
You might have to shut things down for another year. And it's like, you know, you keep saying that same thing all the time. And people are finally going to be like, I don't think so. You know,
but they are like Italy just shut down.
I got my first shot
again
the other day,
and the people just do it.
Mm-hmm. Italy shut down again.
Yeah,
they do what they're told.
They're shutting down for Easter too.
Well, I mean, it's proof that somebody's trying to run by fear. Somebody's trying to control the people that watch the news programs.
Yeah.
Control by
fear.
That's
what I think. Mm-hmm.
And,
I think it's a power grab.
I've made a conscious choice not to watch the news. You know that. So I'm just, you know, doing my own thing, and I'm pretty happy for it.
Hey, you know, you've got the right to get it or not to get it at this point in time.
Exactly.
I don't know. They're going to maybe start pinning us up against walls and vaccinating us.
Has there ever been
forced
vaccination of anything in this country?
Well, you have to get vaccinated to go to public school.
No, you don't.
You don't?
No, you can get a waiver.
Not in the state of Minnesota. State of California, you do, and I think Washington, and I think there's one other one.
Interesting.
You have
for religious purposes, I thought, everywhere they couldn't force you to. Mm-hmm. If you were a Christian scientist or something?
Nope. Not in California.
No, Pennsylvania, I think you have to get vaccinated.
Yeah, there are like four states.
Can get away with things like not taking their kid to the doctor to a point. Like if your kid gets really sick, because their belief is that prayer heals. Mm-hmm. So it's like if your kid gets sick...
But the courts have stepped in a lot of those cases.
If the kid dies, then yes.
You know what I love about that?
Yeah.
What's that called again? Christian Science?
Mm-hmm.
I've known one Christian Scientist in my life, and he stole money from me.
Wow.
So apparently he didn't pray to God too much
for
that one.
There are certain people, that think there's that, like, Bethel Church. It's like a huge super church where they like speak in tongues and all that stuff.
Charismatics.
Oh, charismatics.
They believe all sorts of stuff.
There was a girl that worked at this church, and her baby died, or not a baby, 2-year-old died in her sleep, just randomly. Not randomly. But anyway, and they were like, "We're gonna pray her awake," and it was like, "Wake up, Olive. Pray for Olive." She was in the morgue. And they thought she was going to get up and walk out.
Yikes.
For like 3 months on Instagram and Facebook, just like hashtag wake up Olive, you will rise again. Yeah, if you believe enough,
she
just gave
phase.
Me like heebie-jeebie.
Yeah. I know. Everywhere. It's like,
Are they the ones with the snakes that have the snakes?
Snakes.
There's snakes. Maybe there's snakes.
The charismatics sometimes... They do snake handling too.
Why?
I've never seen it on the.
I think it's to prove that when you pray, it won't bite you or something.
No, they have snakes in those.
I don't know. I'm not going to say for sure. I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
It has something to do with the snake being the devil, and if
like the garden.
I knew somebody who used to have a friend's parents that were this, and if they you have power over the devil by handling the snake, if they don't kill you, then you're protected by the divine. It's very strange.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Yeah, people believe weird things.
Apparently, it started about 100 years ago, and some guy was drinking snake venom to prove that God was protecting him.
Fabulous plan. Fabulous plan.
Really venom when super drank.
Well, often, you can actually drink it.
Yeah, it often isn't harmful depending on the kind of snake.
It has to be in your
Probably. That's why snakes bite you. They don't spit the venom into your mouth.
Well, there you go.
People didn't really know better back then.
Yeah, that's true.
And the worst thing you can ever do when you get bit by a poison snake is
cut it. Catherine, happy birthday, too.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Nice, I appreciate that. Very kind of you.
Yeah, and I'm going to give Alex my bundt cake recipe for rum cake that
I made.
Do
you have a bundt cake pan?
I don't.
Are you kidding? I've had one since I've been married 30-some years ago. I grew up learning how to cook in 4-H, and you can cook some... pretty awesome cakes in that pan.
Yeah, bundt cakes are good.
We didn't have 4-H at North High. Why not?
Well, the first one we ever had, our neighbor gave us one as a welcome to the neighborhood thing because she was the president of the HOA.
Oh, that's right.
And the kids, the grandkids, after they had bundt cake, it was like, bundt cake, bundt cake,
bundt
cake.
Nice bundt cake, man.
Are we gonna bundt cake, bundt cake, bundt cake? It was like, whoa.
It's just a cake in a weird shape.
I know.
But it's moist, right? It's a moist cake, and you can do a lot of...
I'm telling you, slice and put it in a toaster and put butter on it.
Oh, all right.
I'm not like...
I've never tried that.
It's the bomb, trust me.
The cake that I make... It is definitely moist because it has a super strong rum glaze.
I
used some Key West rum last time I made it. And you really shouldn't be driving after you eat that cake.
Oh, my. Oh,
if you make a regular one with no icing and you slice it and you put it in the toaster and you put butter
in. Oh, my God. He's not letting go.
First cake in the toaster.
I get it.
Butter.
I get it.
Nick is talking about pound cake.
No,
pound
cake
is
too.
More, and you can make pound cake in the bundt pans.
Yeah.
But bundt cake is a very dense cake.
Yes.
It used to be
Yeah.
Etheria pound cake was you use a pound of butter, a pound of flour, a pound of, you know, what, a sugar or something to make it.
That's the good stuff right there.
Right.
I can imagine that that would be kind of good.
Yeah, that's good.
They're all whipped up here, Wendy. They're all whipped up over the bundt cake.
Yep.
All right. I got to very quickly throw out here. My mother, I love this story. My mother was invited by a relative to go to a charismatic church service.
Not even a match.
She's sitting there, and they start with the rolling around on the floor, speaking in tongues. They're handling snakes.
And she went, Judas Priest.
No, she actually went like this, at full voice, right in the middle of the whole thing, full voice. She goes, what the hell? That's such a toots thing to do. Yeah. I'll tell
and Judas
you
Priest.
Judas Priest. Yeah. Yeah, Judas Priest.
A big tisk and Judas Priest.
I have a call coming up, so I got to duck out, but I just want to make sure I wish Catherine a very happy birthday.
That's very nice of you. Thank you.
So far, I've vacuumed.
Good one. Bye-bye.
Bye, Wendy. Wendy, I love Wendy. What a nice person. I might be seeing Wendy this year at a couple of different cities.
I don't know. What about the passport? What about the passport?
I don't think anything's going to happen. I think the power grab is so... You don't understand. People are getting rich.
Oh, they're getting very rich from this.
It's the same thing with the border. People don't understand what's going on. There's so many companies involved. Big hotel chains.
Yep.
Airline companies. Yep. They're all getting rich off of it.
Well, wouldn't I understand that guy that stabbed his mom and just beat up that Asian person?
Yep.
He's living in a hotel.
Of course he is.
Sure he is.
Of course he is.
Of course he's living in a hotel. Who's paying that tab?
Yeah. That's what I'd like to know.
This is what they're actually enticing people to live that way.
And then anyone that's like middle class and stuff like us, they're going to start charging us mileage tax.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I heard he's going to reinstate the death tax, which Trump got rid of.
Death tax?
Yeah.
When you die,
they didn't ever get rid of that. They just lowered it in some states.
Yeah. You mean like the inheritance tax?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming back.
Sure. Oh, yeah. They're deleting every tax break that anybody ever got.
Yeah, the first thing he did was just basically pull up everything Trump ever did and put cross it out with a pen.
Yep. Right.
It's like, no.
Even that must be really fun as a president. But working just, for 4 years to get that stuff straight.
I mean, our border problems were over.
They were.
Yeah, they were.
They were over, man. It was done.
He brought them all back.
Why do we have them again? What's the point?
Because except they come here,
the
and
point
then
is
they
people
vote.
Get make money.
They vote for a certain party, so they want them.
Well, but and the they want the cheap labor.
And the cheap labor.
The
yes.
oligarchs want
I think
the cheap
more,
labor.
I think there's even more to it now than that. I think they're making money. These facilities are making money. Airlines are making money. Hotels are making money. It's these big corporations that are actually making millions and millions of dollars.
I wouldn't
billions
doubt
of
it.
Dollars.
We got Joe on the phone.
Is it Joe or Jose? That's what I want to know.
Jose from Louisville.
Jose from Louisville. What's up, Joe?
Not much. Just calling to wish Stephanie a happy birthday.
Oh, very thank nice. You very much.
Very, very nice.
The big 4-0.
Again.
I'm gonna start only having birthdays every decade.
One a decade. One birthday a decade.
Take a long time to get 10 years older.
Exactly. Take forever. Joe, I liked your text this morning during the show when we were talking to Mira Sorvino about her new movie, which you know the people in the movie are big believers in God. So we talked about the point that. You know, whether God is God or it's something superior to you or whatever it is, I loved it. There are many, many people who would be dead from alcoholism and drug addiction if it weren't for a belief in a higher power. There is no doubt about that. So why can't they just let it go, Joe? Why do you think they just can't let it go?
I've kind of given that some thought. It's because how they were raised. Belief. They're afraid that their beliefs are going to be wrong.
Oh,
otherwise
yeah.
Being proved wrong.
Yeah.
That's always the fear.
But I'll say it again. When I die, if there is a God, hey, God, how you doing? If there's not, I'm not going to know it anyway.
You'll be dead.
I'll be dead.
Right.
So what's the difference?
Right.
Why are you so whipped up about this? Are people getting so whipped up? There's no reason to get as whipped up as we are in America right now, other than people are making billions of dollars off our discomfort.
It's funny, a lot of things going on are globally except for that one. The getting rid of God and Christianity isn't global.
No, that's American.
It's American. Yep. And I don't understand why America wants to get rid of God.
Well, Scandinavia is doing it too.
Some, a couple of spots.
Yeah.
But most of Europe's not.
Well, China certainly did it. Russia certainly did it.
Yes. Well, all the communist states did.
Everywhere where the communists were.
Right.
Like in Czechoslovakia.
Right.
When they took over, even after only 7 to 10 years, those people never go back to having religion.
No.
They don't. Not like, I would, no, they don't. Not like.
I've been to church in Czech, and it's packed.
They've got loads of churches, and most of them are museums or something. Or they have concerts.
I actually went to service in Czech, and it was pretty crowded.
But not...
actually, our service like in this country is down.
Oh, they're way down here.
Yeah. COVID, yeah, they said that church attendance is less than 50%. Or no, membership.
Yeah.
Membership's down that far?
Yeah, it's down a lot. Mm-hmm. But they're making it up in schools.
What do you mean, making it up?
The parochial schools are through the roof. Can't get in.
That's true.
They're all sold out.
And that's true.
Tuition's huge.
Isn't that amazing? That
every Catholic situation. Church has a school.
Oh, yeah, they do. Absolutely.
At least an elementary school.
Yeah. So they're making it up by the schools.
Well, that was my big problem with public school. By the time I got there, I'd already learned all that stuff in fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh grade.
I begged my parents for me to go to public school for 1 year of high school. I begged them. I said, can I just go 1 year? Just 1 year.
See what it's like.
So they let me go 1 year. And I went 10th grade, and they were teaching what I learned in Catholic school in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Same with me.
And it made me not care about school because I'm like, this is kindergarten, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It made me a worse student that year. I asked that my grades plummeted because I didn't care. I already learned all that.
Right.
Why would I learn it again?
That's exactly right.
So it's true.
No, it's true. No question. Joe, thanks for calling in and wishing my wife a happy birthday. It's very nice of you. I appreciate it. I love her dearly.
You're
welcome. You know, every year, actually. It's true.
How do you have that much love in you?
It's hard to believe, isn't it? I save it all for you, my dear. That's why. That's exactly why.
Officer Dave also says happy birthday.
Thank you, Officer Dave. Very nice.
Wendy, Joe from Louisville. No question about it. Andy, how many people died in America in 2020?
Andy?
I think the internet might know that better than me.
I'm sure that's probably true. By the way, automobile accidents aren't even listed, so this list can't be very accurate.
No, because a lot of people die in car crashes.
A lot of them.
In the last year, they didn't. There weren't that many car crashes because a lot of people weren't on the road.
Well,
people aren't driving to and from school.
Car crashes aren't as big of a deal as they were because cars are so much safer than
they were. Well, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of vehicles these days.
Oh, I got to tell you.
It's very difficult to die in a car accident unless you're going very quickly.
I rented this.
You wait till he stops talking. Calm down, Italian.
I rented this 12-passenger van from Walzer. And it was so high-tech that every, like, time it was real windy, and it was one of those big, huge, high vans that you could walk in.
Yeah.
Every time I would go, it would say, driver needs to rest, and we'd show a little cup of coffee on the dash.
Oh my God.
I had a car that did that.
I had to keep hitting okay like every time I went across a lane. Driver needs to rest.
Oh God.
And it had too many alerts. When I got to Chicago, it's like, you're going to hit over here, you're going to hit behind you.
Because
I was in real tight toll booths and stuff.
No.
It was too many bells and whistles for me.
That's
I couldn't
terrible.
Do it.
That's terrible.
I drove a car. I think I rented a car and drove from Minnesota to Florida. And it kept on saying, do you need to rest?
Yeah. I'm like, no.
What am I, 90? And you're...
I know.
What's wrong with you?
Andy?
And I wasn't swerving or anything.
Big brother, man.
Or do you want coffee? Should you have coffee?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to me.
I'm like,
that's what I'm saying to me. Coffee?
I don't like this
at all.
Oh,
is that what that coffee icon on your car is?
Yeah.
In the menu, yeah, there's a coffee button. I wonder if that's like a remind me to drink coffee.
It's where you used to find a coffee shop.
Oh, but that's very weirdly specific, though.
It's probably Starbucks.
Mine says
voluntarily made that.
This van actually said, "Does driver need the rest?" and showed a cup of coffee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that car. I don't remember what car it was that I rented that did the same thing. It was weird.
Yeah,
exactly.
I didn't like it. Too many bells and whistles for me.
That's Andy, my guess, looking at the numbers here, my guess is that 3.2 million people died in America last year. Is that correct?
I don't think they've put out the final counts yet, but that's what they're thinking, yes.
That's 3.3 million.
They're busy massaging the numbers on that.
They're still back in 2018 numbers. If you look at stats, you start looking up stats.
Well, the interesting thing is preliminary data in October said that there were 300,000 excess deaths compared to the previous year. So January to October.
Right.
But the interesting thing is they said that 100,000 of the deaths weren't from COVID. So apparently, even without COVID, the death rate is increasing quite a bit. And it is most likely because the population is aging.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would make sense.
That would make a lot of sense. Yeah, the whole thing about that is as soon as that idiot took over Nielsen, whatever that guy's name is, you can move numbers around, baby.
Oh, sure you can.
God, you can play with, you can fudge those numbers.
It's funny, if you try looking up any crime stats,
they're
back in 2018.
Yeah, no, they don't release crime stats anymore.
They don't go past 2018.
They don't want you to know what's going on in the cities right now.
It's so sad that we can't just live our lives. Everybody just shut up and grow up, for Christ's sake.
You know, I hate to say it, but you know what would fix it all? A war, if we got invaded by some other country.
We do, honestly, that's the only thing that'll save America right now.
It would join us all together.
Yeah.
If somebody invaded this country.
Everyone is so busy worrying about their own stupid crap that doesn't matter that, I mean, at this point, it's either civil war or global war.
I mean, I don't wish this war, but that would fix our country if somebody tried to invade us.
There's a site that I follow, and it's called Euro News Living, and there's this guy that wrote a book called Peter Walker. He wrote this book about how inactivity is now the fourth biggest killer in the world.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
People don't get off their ass at all.
80% of British children move so little, their long-term health is in jeopardy.
Yeah, it's bad.
80%.
They're in serious lockdown.
Well, that's like at Fawn's school, they have 2 20-minute recesses, fifth grade and under. And then fifth to eighth grade, they have 1 20-minute recess. And that's like extremely high. Most kids above fifth grade don't get a recess at all.
They don't?
They don't get any outdoor time.
I had recess until, I think...
You went to public school.
We had an hour.
I had recess until seventh grade. I
believe we had an hour,
one
too.
Hour. Maybe. Yeah. And now,
And
do you remember the flood of just like kids screaming out the door to go blow off all that energy?
And fifth and below state mandated you have to do 20 minutes. And so most schools get one, like kindergartners get 1 20-minute session of movement a day.
And that's for full day school or part day school?
Full day.
Wow. That's terrible.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, 1.5 billion people are so inactive that they are at risk. 5.3 million people die from inactive living every year.
Don't doubt it.
Inactive.
Get
inactive
off your ass.
Living. Well, I mean,
I don't have that issue.
No,
I don't either.
I don't either.
It's crazy how bad that is. 80% of children are inactive.
That's terrible.
Think about the people that they sit at their desk job all day and then they go home, eat dinner, and then sit in front of the TV and then go to bed.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people's routines.
I mean,
and kids, they sit in school.
Look at the average screen time of a kid.
Yeah.
Okay, so if the government wanted to do something for people, they would say that you need, you know, the stand-up desk. And you have to have a 5-minute stretching or stand, you know, doing something every hour on the hour.
You can't government mandate exercise.
They're government mandating everything we do.
Injecting,
are you kidding me?
Viruses into your bodies. Well, it's not actually the
virus. We have to take a break here. We'll be back with hour two right after this.